Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Brad, what are we talking about today, brother?
I got the happy dance going on over here. I got a fire message, man, about accountability and, yeah, and not dodging our responsibilities. So this one comes from Josiah Stamp. It's easy to dodge our responsibilities, but we cannot dodge the consequences of dodging our responsibilities. That's deep. It's loaded, but we're going to dive into it today.
Wow. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in the building, man. Super excited to bring you another episode of the Bad Podcast, man. We're just chugging along. And B, this is actually a special one, man. This is number 40, man. This is 40.
Let's do something special for the big 4-0.
Let's do something special, man. So you know how we always want you guys to comment, and we encourage comments. And what we're going to do is we're going to randomly select the comment in the comment section, and we're going to give them what, B, if I select them. Boom! That's fancy new E2M hat. It is fresh to death. I love the colors. FD. We're going to get that to one lucky individual for commenting in the comment section. And you say, what should I comment in the comment section? Tell us how much you love the podcast, man. Tell us something that we said that might have resonated with you, something that you really liked, like this past, well, not this week, because last week we only had a few comments, and so we definitely want you guys to pick that back up, but I'm going to pull one from a couple of weeks ago. It says, I've struggled with imposter syndrome and allowed it to spiral me down, but this podcast has shaken that failure off. Thank you so much for keeping it going. So we're super grateful to the person that made that comment, and we know what we're doing is helping people, man. But it's always good to hear from you guys. So, man, drop in the comments, man. What you think of this episode? Something that stands out and there, man. Let's keep this thing going. So you can win you a hat, man. And when you get the hat, you got to take a picture in the hat. You got to tag us. You got to tell people that you won this hat from commenting and watching the Bad Podcast. So can't beat that, man. Number 40. So
yes, sir.
Look, B, I kind of threw that number 40 on you. It hit me, actually. We went live.
That's perfect, man. Good timing. I love it, man. Organic.
Yeah, organic. Man. Yeah, man. So let's get into this topic, man, because this is, like you said, it's a little weighty, man. That quote is weighty, and it makes you, you know, make people uncomfortable when you have to come to face some certain things, man. So let's talk about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about this first, Dwayne. You said to comment about something that stands out to you. So I'm going to comment something that stands out to me. It's that hoodie. Man, you guys down south, you're like, oh man, it's getting cold. We hit a low of 68 this morning, and it was low 40s here in Western New York. So that's the one thing that stands out to me right now. The guy got a hoodie on.
Listen, man. Listen. Look, I'm trying to keep the muscles down, man. I got my bodybuilding tank top on, man. You know, so I was like, I'm gonna cover up just a little bit, man. But nah, I'm hot in this thing. Just so you know.
All right. Okay. I get it now. I'm gonna read that quote again because it was pretty loaded, and you know, it does take some thinking about what this is saying. So this is from Josiah Stamp. It says, "It's easy to dodge our responsibilities, but we cannot dodge the consequences of dodging our responsibilities." So, you know, if you have a responsibility in your life, whatever it is, if you want to take full advantage and take control of your health, your fitness, your marriage, your parenting, your place of work, you can absolutely 100% dodge your responsibilities. But when it comes to the product that we desire, it comes to the consequences from the lack of action, man, you got to own up to what you did not do. So it comes at a good time that this quote kind of came to me, because I was just talking to a close friend of mine, and he had a relationship for 5 years with his significant other. And they just broke up this past week, a couple of weeks ago, something along those lines. And I had a serious conversation with my friend. I said, hey, dude, what happened? He looks at me, Bryce, he goes, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I said, well, did you ask her what happened? He's like, I didn't ask her. I'm thinking, well, did you know or did you not know? And I think this is a pivotal moment where we can all take a little bit of advice from this circumstance or this scenario. So, you know, when you're going through a breakup or you're going through something negative or positive in your life, you have responsibilities. Absolutely. And then consequences come from your actions. Were you not doing something that you should have been doing? There's a pivot that we all make, positive or negative. And this individual, I'm not going to drop any names. You can't drop names, right? But this is a moment where deep down inside, we know where we went wrong. We know what we did wrong. We know that we didn't put in the actions that were probably required from us. And we're afraid to come to terms. Mm-hmm. We're afraid to accept that maybe I didn't put in what I should have put in. Man, you get out what you put in.
Every time.
The product that you get, it comes from your work, comes from your actions. So, man, I was frustrated talking to my buddy because he knows. Wrong, you know, and that's one of those moments where I was talking this morning and I said something along the lines of go straight to a mirror and look yourself in the eyes. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I'll look at myself in the mirror and tell myself I'm doing everything. But are you really doing everything that you can, that's in your power, in your control to get you to where you want to be? And oftentimes the answer is, nah.
That's so true, man. That's so true.
It's sad, and a lot of times we live in a state of denial. And what are the benefits? What are the benefits for living in a state of denial? What are the benefits? Answer that in the comments. What are the benefits? What are the benefits of living in a state of denial? What are the benefits of lying to yourself, saying everything's going to be okay, and I did everything, when you're really not doing everything in your control?
Yeah, so Brad, we're trying to get comments, not deter them from commenting. just a reminder. Just a reminder.
Hey, this is also a reminder.
Boom. Yeah, there you go. But no, I mean, and I'll answer that question. What are the benefits of denial? Denial benefits in the moment, to be honest.
Yes.
In the moment, it does. You know, because you're not facing the hard thing. You're not coming to grasp with the hard thing, and so in the moment, denial is cool, you know, it's okay in the moment, man. And what we're asking people to do is not an easy thing to do. It is a tough thing to do to confront. And just like your homeboy, like he didn't ask because he didn't want to know, because he know that conversation is tough, man. You know, you married, bro. You know that those conversations when you want you say what's wrong and they say nothing and you know it's something, you know. That conversation is rough, man. But it's necessary, because if it doesn't happen, then you don't grow. Mm-hmm. If you don't confront that thing, you will not make progress, man. And so, you know, the temporary and man, it goes right to fitness, man. The temporary satisfaction of denial, you know, like the temporary satisfaction of, you know, eating that cookie, you know, the temporary satisfaction of, you know, watching Netflix, you know, that in the moment it's great, you know, it's mm-hmm. delicious, mm-hmm. you know, you're entertained.
Yeah.
But it's that long term, man, that, you know, that's going to be detrimental mm-hmm. to your progression, whether it's in fitness or relationships or even in business, man. I remember having hard conversations at work, you know, before this job. I mean, you know, it's a different kind of job, but you know, having those hard conversations and having to, you know, sitting in front of a board and answering questions, or sitting, you know, I used to be in the school system, sitting at the table with a principal and asking, okay, what happened here? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, like
it's going to hurt.
I don't want to say it, you know, like I don't know, but yeah. I'm going to say it, but you know, yeah. So those are the things and the situations. And I think, I mean, this really goes really good with where we are in the round, man, mm-hmm. because, you know, week three, well, it would be week three. Week three. Yeah. So this is week three. And so you're faced with a decision. You're going to have to confront. Are you going to go back to what you used to the comfort? Or are you going to continue to go forward? And if you didn't do good the last couple of weeks, are you willing to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I didn't do that well. let me do better, instead of saying, I did everything and mm-hmm. I don't see no result.
Right.
I know that'll strike a chord with you.
Dude, isn't that the truth though? You know, you start hitting week 3, week 4 in an 8-week challenge, and it loses that luster. It loses that shine, that excitement. And you know, what I've been preaching lately is urgency. You know, we got to be honest with ourselves, and then we have to have some urgency, because a lot of times what we'll do is we'll procrastinate, and all of a sudden, so I'm going to use summer as an example. You know, in June, we have all summer to do all the things we want to do: golf, go to the water park, go to the zoo, you know, go boating, all these things. We have all summer. Mm-hmm. July comes, we have all summer. Mm-hmm. August comes, you're like, oh boy. Oh boy, the window and the opportunities are starting to come in on me. They're starting to close in on me. And what we start to do is then we start to get urgent with our actions, right? And we can relate this to our fitness. We can relate this to our growth. We only come to going fast and rapid into our actions when the windows are starting to close in on us. And that's a scary reality, because, you know, in our lives, we think that we have all the time in the world, right? Mm-hmm, I'm only 30. I got 60 years. I'm only 40. I got 50 years. But then you keep on doing that, and you keep on doing that. That's a piece of lying to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. That's a piece of lying to yourself. We always have more time. We always have more time until we don't.
Yep.
So right now is a great day to confront yourself, face the music, confront the music, and have those required conversations. They're not recommended conversations. They're required conversations. Right. Getting out for a 20-minute walk, that's not recommended. That's required. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to tuck your tail between your legs and do the action anyways, tuck your tail and do the action. Tuck your tail and have the hard conversation. If you have to tuck your tail just because you're embarrassed of where you're at in your life, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But still go out there and put 2 feet on the ground and take action. You know, so many people will listen to this. Hundreds of people will listen to this. Maybe even 1,000 will listen to this podcast. But out of that 1,000, 150 will be honest with themselves, saying, I'm not where I want to be because I haven't taken action. For the other 80, 90% of the people that are listening to this, they'll point the finger. Well, you know, my job was pretty tough last week. I had a big project. My kids were pretty tough last week. They were on one. Make up any excuse mm-hmm. that you can think. Those people are not looking themselves in the mirror. They're not taking accountability. They're not requiring themselves to confront the music.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we living in a state of denial? Golly, I'm so frustrated because I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to take it down a notch. But I answered a message this morning. And this lady said, I'm 5 days late. That's ridiculous. I want my money back. What's 5 days when you've been waiting 5 years? What's five Ooh. Days when you've been waiting 10 years? What's 5 days when you've been waiting the last 40 years? You're living in a state of denial. You missed out on 5 days and you're worried about 5 days? No, sir. No, ma'am. That's not how things work. Today's the perfect day. Are you listening to this on a Monday? Are you listening to this on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? What day are you listening to this? This is the perfect day. This is the most opportune moment that you will ever get presented in your life. Take action today. Yesterday's gone. 5 days ago is gone. 10 years ago is gone. Tuck your tail. Put forth the 2 feet. Take action. That's all I got to say, man. I'm so frustrated with people saying, well, I missed out on a week. I missed out on 2 weeks. Whoop-dee-doo. Sorry.
Show's over, guys.
I'm not sorry. Boom. I'm not sorry, because you know what, Dwayne, as a part of being a coach and as a part of being a teacher and somebody that really wants other people to win in life, this is a big component, holding you to a standard, holding you accountable. And I can only do so much. I can only talk to you via screen. I can only talk to you via my lives on E2M or Eager to Run. I can only do so much. It's time for everybody to start holding themselves accountable. Stop playing the darn victim card. Stop worrying about what hasn't happened and start putting your feet on the ground and think about what can and what should happen. What could have been? What should have been? Who cares what could have been and should have been and would have been?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? What could be?
That's right.
What could be from Woo. This point on? What could be? That's what I gotta say. Now, sorry, I went on a tangent there.
No, that's perfect.
I need to get that weight off my shoulders. Woo! I feel 30 pounds lighter, man. I feel good.
That's spot on, man. That's spot on. Like I'm not even gonna stack on that, man. That is spot on. You know, wherever you're listening, you know, make it today. You know, like the title says, stop lying to yourself. Make today the day. You know, you know where you are. You know where you are. You listen to this, you walking on the treadmill, you walking, you in the car, you know where you are currently, and you know where you want to be.
Yep.
And so it starts today, man. So hey, B, I'm good with closing out, bro.
You know, I had a couple more things to say, but I think what needed to be said was said. And you know, I'll end with this, man. Be where your feet are, but it's always about that future you. Be where your feet are, but pour into that future you.
So absolutely.
That's all I got to say.
Absolutely. All right, let's transition into this week's.
Do you know?
All right, B, it's on you, man. Do you know or did you know? Fun fact about Coach Brad.
This is a good one, man. So I grew up in Gary, New York, G-E-R-R-Y, Gary, New York. And they consider Gary the rodeo city capital of the United States.
Wow.
And it's the longest running rodeo east of the Mississippi. And my entire childhood, all the way up until probably 3 weeks ago, I wanted to be a professional bullfighter.
You said 3 weeks ago.
It wasn't 3 weeks ago, but up until my mid-20s and maybe even in late 20s, I wanted to be a professional bullfighter. I never went to school. You got to go to school, get certified and all that, and learn how to olay and all that stuff. You know, to this day, when I go to a rodeo, my eyes are on the bullfighters, man. They got the hot cowboy hat. They got the cool shorts, the pink shirt. Man, you know how I am with my outfits and how I carry myself. So, man, they got the makeup going on. Like they go into character. When I'm Uncle Bradley, I am a character, you know? Yep. So, you know, that was my dream.
Wow.
I did ride a bull one time. I lasted 2.3 seconds. My brother lasted 2.7 seconds. He'll never let me live that down. Of course. He's always this much better than me. This much better. Hey, real quick, shout out to my brother and my sister-in-law, Chelsea. They got married last week.
Whoop, whoop.
It would have been last week now. Yeah, last weekend. Shout out to them. But my brother's always taking what I can do and saying, I can do a little bit better. How does that song go? I can do better. Yeah, man. Yeah. So my brother is always one-upping me, but I did ride a bull one time, but my dream was to become a bullfighter, get the makeup all over the face, get the cool cowboy hat, the pink purple shirt, the big baggy jeans and the spikes and all that, man. That was my dream. Obviously, I'm not chasing that dream anymore. I like my feet on the ground. I like being right here. I don't feel like running away from animals that outweigh me by 2,000 pounds with horns.
Right.
I prefer to be running on a treadmill versus running in an arena with bulls. So yeah, that's my did you know.
Oh man, that is a good one, man. That is a good one. I never would have thought, you know.
Yeah.
Gary, New York, man. Okay. Hey,
Rodeo
man.
City, capital of the world.
That is crazy. You would think that's somewhere in Texas or something, you know?
Yeah, longest running rodeo east of the Mississippi. There is longer running rodeos, Calgary being one of them,
sure.
Texas probably,
all those
Cheyenne, Frontier Days, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just rambling now, but man.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
love it.
I'll have to post later on my Instagram. Hey, listen. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to post a picture of me with my bullfighter outfit on because I did one time try to fight a bull. And he just ran away from me. So
the bull ran away from you?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Could you imagine being in an arena with me?
Hey, man, listen. I want to get you on the court.
I'll cross you up, hit you with a fadeaway Kobe.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes, it does. Hey, talk is cheap, right?
Right. Look,
we need to walk the walk. Let's do it.
The bad basketball 101 challenge is coming.
We could set up a podcast like that. Hey, man, put the microphones on and go boom, boom. All good, man.
I love it. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, bro. Like, so to the listeners, man, we appreciate you guys rocking rocking with us and listening to us and telling everybody about us. Don't forget to make comments. You can, your comment can say, I want that hat. Anything yeah. you want to say in anything the comments, counts. Man. And we'll randomly draw someone to receive the hat, man. And we're super grateful for that. Also, make sure you guys check out our E2M Kitchen. Get you an E2M Kitchen meal. Make sure you go to E2MKitchen.com to pick you up an E2M Kitchen meal. It is imperative that you do. It's the best meal prep service in the game. And if you're not in E2M and you're like, man, I just you know, don't have time to cook, E2M Kitchen meal not only take care of that problem for you, but you'll be eating healthy. And yeah. And if you throw some walking in there, you might see some pounds fall off just by mm-hmm. eating those meals. So mm-hmm. just want to shout that out real quick. Also have to shout out Bright Spot Engraving. All my E2Mers, make sure you have the mugs and the cups and all the things. And we also have to shout out Triple E, man. They're the ones with the hat. They go Bright Spot. Yep. And we also have to shout out Triple E. They're the ones with the hat and the shirt and the mugs and the tank tops.
Everything.
Oh, and one more thing before we go. Eager to Run. Make sure you guys follow Eager to Run. That is a free run club that anybody can join. You can join this group. And if no matter if you want to be a runner or you never ran and or you're a experienced runner, either way, it's a great group with a lot of content, even workouts, free workouts. You got Bradley in there talking. You know, I'm in there spying around. So make sure you guys join the Eager to Run group, man. And they have merch, too. So check that out on the website as well. So be anything else.
I do have one thing left to say. And so this is tied in with Eager to Run. I don't know if it's been mentioned yet as we are live a week prior to when this drops live. But we are doing a virtual turkey trot. Spoiler alert. And if the registration is not open, it will be open this week. And, man, you are going to get some cool prizes, man.
Nice.
It's going to be a very, very cool thing, and we'll drop some more information on that. But it's all at eagertorun.com. Hit it up. Smash that link to get involved.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate you guys. Till next time, we are out of here. Yeah.